Where'd you go?
This is the All Out Review and Naughty Mad Lib Show on the Airwaves The Infinity Project.
Everybody, it's Friday night. You know what that means? The weekend is officially here at last. Yes, indeed. I'm so happy, happy, happy. Somebody give me an applause, please. All right. Yeah, anyway, since it's Friday, that means it's time for the All Out Review and Naughty Mad Lib Show. I'm your host for tonight. I am Oddball Stream. I'm currently joined on the line by the AZ Magician. Good evening to you, my dear.
Hello. I am doing fine. I'm just half asleep right now. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. So am I. As we're only doing 60 minutes tonight. Anyway, also, yeah. Asajo in the chat room. Einstein will join us shortly. I'm not worried. And Tim, Red Ranger Tim is probably resting. I'm not going to, we're not going to do anything, but just let him be. It's fine.
I'll check
after
and
all.
See if he's on Facebook.
No, he's been seeing some things that I've posted, but I'm not going to disturb him. I'm not going to force it, so I'm not going to worry right now. All right. Well, anywho, I got a lot of work to do because I got 7 shows to review in 5 minutes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use this as a spoiler alert because basically I like this.
No.
What?
Excuse the fuck out of me.
What the hell is that?
Shit, is that what I think it is?
I love that for some reason. Thank you to the Gamma Ray YouTube channel for getting all those reactions together. It's so hilarious. All right. Anyway, I'm going to start with Thunderbirds to Go because guess what? Last Saturday was the last episode ever. Period. So guess what? Yes, Scott and them, they found Jeff. They get Jeff back on the ship. And, of course, Jeff is voiced by none other than Lee Majors. That's right, the $6 million man and the Fall Guy. And he was on the Big Valley as well. So, yes, it was him. But not before a lot of trouble ensues. The Hood is on the ship. He somehow locks brains in a storage locker and tries to leave the Thunderbirds behind, but everyone gets back on board. Jeff finds out that's not Brains. After all, Brains has never called him Jeff.
That was the
only
giveaway.
Yep. Chaos crew decided to invade the island, but thanks to a little attitude from Grandma and Clarence, that came to a stop. But everybody gets back on Earth safely. Jeff is back as head of International Rescue, and the series ends on a very high note. And, all in all, I thought it was a great episode. Maybe it could have been a little bit more, maybe it could have added maybe one more part to it, but, they only had room for 26, so I'm not going to fall in for that one. But
well,
great
you
want finale.
To know something?
What?
There is one thing that, even though that show was fiction, there's one thing they got right.
What's that?
And that was the Oort Cloud.
Yep.
I did some looking up on, general information, trying to find information. And the Oort Cloud is real.
Yeah, that is true.
The Oort Cloud is basically made out of ice.
Mm-hmm.
They took liberties with the Oort Cloud and Thunderbirds or Go, but that's okay.
Hey. Yeah, because this is supposed to be a kid's show.
Right.
I mean,
if you get too scientific with kids, they will lose interest.
Exactly. But what made it great? The music. And by the way, if you're interested, Nick Foster has put out some of the tracks from episodes 25 and 26 over at SoundCloud, and there is going to be a season 3 CD. We just don't know when it is yet. That's all.
All right.
So that's
I'll save my pennies up for that then.
All right, so let's get over to Batwoman because this is going to be real quick. Basically, she's got to deal with a supposed vampire, but it, as it turns out, this person, she just adds animal tranquilizer to her teeth, and Louis the Carman just joined in. Yo, Louis! In the chat room.
Hi, Louis!
Oh, Louis! Yeah, anyway,
good tonight, Louie.
Yeah, anyway, she's got to deal with, I suppose, a vampire, but it's not a vampire at all, really. She's just a girl who has a strange blood disorder, and she also has an allergy to the sun.
Yeah, that's reality right there too.
Yeah, because you know, I've heard of people being allergic to the sun, they cannot even get out in daylight at all, which is understandable.
Or if they do, they got to cover up their bodies in long sleeves, long pants, protect the face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then let's see. That's not the only problem. Sophie ends up getting suspended from her job with the Crows because she's been secretly working with Batwoman. So the two meet up at the roof and they start making out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Batwoman and what's her name?
And so... Sophie. Yeah, she's like the second in command of the Crows, but she gets suspended because the boss discovered that she's been working with Batwoman. Of course, he doesn't know that Batwoman is his own daughter.
Oh, now is he a villain or just a?
No, he's not a villain. He's not a villain. He's like a tight-laced security chief. How's that?
That'll help. See, I don't watch the show, so...
That's okay. All right, then over at Supergirl, it was episode number 100. What a funny... This was a great episode. Mitzel Plick came back, different form, but he wanted to help Supergirl try to talk with Lena about, you know, the fact I wish I had told her my secret a long, long time ago. And they go through a whole bunch of different scenarios with a great bunch of guest appearances by Mon-El and Wynn and some other characters. But in the end, she decided that, hey, I'm responsible for my own consequences. I need to tell Lena the same thing. And, you know, she just lets her know. And Lena's like, oh, okay. All right. So, overall, great 100th episode.
Okay.
And by the way,
did they get Mitzel Plick back to his own dimension?
Yes, they did. But she let him go on his own free will. So.
Okay.
So that was a good thing. So that was a nice thing. A nice touch.
A nice gesture.
So, yeah. And then over at Black Lightning, Khalil nearly kills some people because that little painkiller part of him is still there. So it's like Jennifer's like, no, I've had enough of this. Forget it.
Right.
Yeah. In the meantime, Markovia has invaded Freeland, and so it's like, oh great, now they're really gonna have to do something. So Black Lightning, them, they all team up. They basically stop Markovians as much as they can, but there's still more to come. And, of course, Wayne Brady's coming back as Gravedigger.
Oh.
He's ready to cause some serious trouble.
I think he did good that he proved himself.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody who can sing while wearing a costume and mask is all right in my book.
And who can also do improv comedy and host a game show and do this. Can you say well-rounded?
Oh, yeah. Hey, if he loses one of his jobs,
he's got plenty of backup.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. I need to hurry because I still got three more shows left. Over at The Flash, Iris is still stuck in that mirror dimension, and she and her friend are trying to get out. Now, her friend struggles to get out, and although Iris is trying to find something else, it turns out the woman may not be as nice as everyone makes out to be. And in the meantime, Harrison is seen by Nash, and that's kind of frightening. And then Clarence, this is a different Clarence. He's like the newest member of the team. Yeah, Clarence is the newest member of Team Flash, and what's going on is there's something strange between the Flash and Gorilla Grodd. Somehow, the crisis has changed Gorilla Grodd into like a good guy. He's not such a bad guy anymore. But in order to escape this weird dimension, they got to work together. Fortunately, it works out, and the two of them end up being just fine. That's like not.
Does
that's, like, that's
go
not
back
a bad
to
episode.
His usual mean ass self.
No, he doesn't. He actually ends up going back to Gorilla City, you know, and starts living his life again. As a as a good guy. That's good.
Okay.
And then over at Legends of Tomorrow, this time they have to go to I forgot what it was. Can't remember what year it was, but they had to do something. But the focus was on John Constantine because someone had given him lung cancer, but thank God by the end of the episode he was fine. But what was really fun was he had his last will and testament, and there was some little nuances back to the old show in 2013 because he had something left for Chaz. That was his partner on the show, on his old show on NBC. That was funny. Okay, and finally, Clone Wars. I just watched it this morning because I couldn't sleep. Anakin goes with Rex and the Bad Batch to find Echo, because apparently Echo is still alive, because he's the one who's causing all the algorithms to beat the troopers every time. So they go down there. I still like Wrecker. He's hilarious. Although I found out he's scared of heights. They managed to get by all the droids, and Rex finds Echo, who's still alive, and he's been cryogenically frozen, but he's still alive. So it's like, so far so good. Two episodes down, 10 to go. All right, guess what? That's it. I'm done.
Great. Ready or not, here we go, right?
Okay, yep, and I do not want to do wordscapes. I want to do word blanks, thank you. Not wordscapes. Okay, I got a nice short one already. Only 12. Good.
Before you get started, check in the waiting room.
Okay. Well, I'm still standing by. Okay, unfortunately, that was
a lot more than
5 minutes. That was a lot more than 5 minutes, so I do apologize. I wanted to keep
that
way.
Well, extend it by five.
Okay,
instead
no, it's all. Okay, well, I don't know if I can make it that long, but I can tell you this. Next week, I only have two shows to review, and next week, I'm going to make the show 90 minutes.
Yay!
All right? Guaranteed. Yeah. 90 minutes next Friday.
Promise?
Promise. This time I'm going to keep it. It's just that tonight I'm really tired.
Yeah, and you got shit to do tomorrow.
Yep. All right. So anyway, let's go ahead and get started. Let's see. With Tim not here, let's do this. Sajo, Louie, Janet, myself. Deal?
I'll go last this time for a change.
Oh, you want to go last? Okay. So Sajo, Louie, myself, and Janet. All right. Okay, well, this is going to be easy right here for a start. Okay, so here we go. Sajo and Louie, a number from each of you, please. Okay, now, Janet, you and I each get a verb ending in ing. I'm going to go first. I'm going to go with masturbating. So now it's on,
and I'll
folks.
Go with defecating.
Defecating, all right. Good. Okay, so 67, 925, and 75. 67, 95, 75. All right. Okay. Sajo, number, and oops, let me try it again. And Louie, verb. Ending in ing. Please. All right. Now I get a verb ending in ing again. I'm going to go with delivering. All right. Janet, number, please.
195874. Can you figure that out?
Yes.
My birth year and yours.
Yeah. And there's Eyeshine. All right.
Put her in before me. Put her in before me.
Okay.
All right, put her in before me.
Okay, I'll let her join on the next one because we're more than halfway done with this already.
Eyeshine. 2 days left. Next Monday and Tuesday. I think she'll know who I'm talking about, what I'm talking about. Let me know if she responds back, okay?
Okay. Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, give me just a second. All right. All right. So, verb ending in ing and oops. And all right. I get a verb ending in ing again. I'm going to go with bathing. Annette, you get the last one on this one. Plural noun, please.
Who, me?
Yes.
Person, place, or things, right?
Yep.
Shitballs.
Ah, yes, of course.
I was waiting for an opportunity to use that.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Holy shitballs. I even got a coloring page with that phrase on it.
All right. Well, guess what? We've got our first Mad Lib of the night. So let's get it on, shall we? If I can find it. There it is. All right. Our CrossFit workout of the day.
Oh,
here we
go.
On a 15-minute running clock for max reps, 67,925 rounds of something, they missed it, 75 seconds of masturbating, 10 seconds of defecating, 67,678 seconds of rimming, 10 seconds of delivering, then 195,874 rounds of fucking and mysterious bathing, then 195,874 rounds of bathing and squatting shit balls. Post total reps completed at each exercise to comment.
That last part was funny. The shit balls.
Yep, that's right. 195,874 rounds of bathing and squatting shit balls.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
What did we do?
I have no idea. Let's see. 8, 16, 22, 29. Okay. Let's see. All right. We have five of us. I think we'll be okay. But you know what? What the hell? Let's go ahead and put the repeat rule in effect. All right.
Okie dokie. I'm glad for that. Because sometimes I can't think.
Yeah. All right. I got my next one picked out. So so here's what we're going to do. How about Sajo? Sajo, Louie, Eyeshine, me, and you. How's that, Janet?
Sounds good.
All right. So ready or not, here we go. Let's see. Adjective, verb, ing, and vehicle. Okay. Adjective? Louis. Verb ending in ing. And Eyeshine. Vehicle. Please? Okay, my turn with a past tense verb. I'm going to go with urinated. All right, Janet, noun, please.
Solar eclipse.
You know, I still think back to when they had that solar eclipse a couple of years ago, and who was it? Bonnie Tyler saying total eclipse of the heart on a cruise ship.
Uh-huh. Was that when we went to Lake Martin?
Yes. Because seriously, I so wanted to go to Tennessee to get to the 100%, but we couldn't do it.
Well, we probably could have if we would have planned it in advance, but Lake Martin was good for the three-quarter one, though.
Yeah.
Hey, boo!
It was like 93%.
Okay, might want to see if...
Okay, I'm not seeing anything yet.
Well,
hold on.
I'm going to tell him the party started without him.
Janet, don't. Is he asking?
Party started without you.
I hope he's not going to get mad because...
No, I doubt he will, because I was polite about it.
Okay. If he was resting, you know, like I said, I don't want to disturb him. That's why.
Well.
He's dodging eye shine. Okay.
I'm not going to let it bother me if he does get upset. I'll just say,
okay.
Let it go with that.
There we go. All right. Let's see. My turn. Verb ending in ing. I'm going to go with freaking.
Okay. All right. No problem.
Okay.
He says he's busy right now.
Okay. Okay. Janet, emotion, please.
How'd you guess?
I'm only 2.5 years old.
How would you get that emotion in there?
I'm only 2.5 years old.
What emotion would that be?
I really don't know. It's like... Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
He said he's busy, right, busy and can't attend at the moment. I said, no problem.
Okay, that's fine. All right, I just want to lose adjective and we're going to keep going.
All right. I'm not going to trouble Ashley.
There we go. Yeah, she may be busy tonight, so I'm not going to, you know, if she can join in, she can, but, you know, I don't.
Yeah, well, after what happened last week, though.
Yeah. Well, trust me, I keep an eye on the things, and she's not in there, so.
Right.
Okay. Audio. Name. I'm sorry. Louis. Location. And Eyeshine. Running an IG. All right. Okay, my turn. Ooh, beverage for me. I'm going to go with Sprite. All right, Janet, location, please.
Corner of Winslow, Arizona.
Yeah, there we go. This is such a fine sight to see. And I'm so happy I got to see it twice in a week.
Yeah, both corners. Both statues.
Yep. Yeah. I swear to God, the next time we go, I would love to be at that Standing on the Corner Festival. That would have been fun had I known
about
it.
That's in August, isn't it?
No, September. Okay.
Yeah, they do it just before the weather starts turning off cold.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, let me see if I can get this. Grand Theft Auto 3. Okay. I'll be back because I really can't. Okay, and then the verb in the IG. What the heck was it? Running. Okay. Okay. All right, much more than adjective. I'm going to go with
okay, I'm waiting, Shirley.
I know. I'm trying to come up with an adjective. Fantabulous. That'll work. All right, Janet. You've been probably waiting for this one. Part of the body.
Penis.
That's what I typed. Let's see. Okay, 93173. Okay. Okay, hang on, bear with me. Growl. Okay. All right. Let's see. Much of another adjective. I'm going to go with innocuous. All right, Janet. Noun, please.
Can I use shitball again?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm welcome to use shitball. Okay. All right. Okay.
Wow. They actually got a Pentecostal minister performing on The Voice.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, and believe it or not, he was good, too. Everybody liked him.
Nice. Let's see.
Nothing wrong with that. Definitely nothing wrong with that. Right, Shirley?
Right. Okay, they got theirs. I got a past tense verb. I'm going to go with fucked. Like, F you.
Hey, remember, Shirley,
what?
If you don't want to say fuck you, just say two words, one finger.
That'll work.
And Louie, I got that from a coloring page that... In fact, the exact one I'm working on right now.
All right. That's that. We have our next Mad Lib, so here we go. All right. Brace yourselves. We're about to destroy the song Summer Nights from Greece.
From who?
The movie. Remember the movie Grease?
Yes. Summer
We're
gonna
destroy that.
Drifting away.
Yep.
John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia Newton-John. Yep. We are about to destroy this song. So I do apologize in advance. So here we go. Summer lovin' had me a blast. Summer lovin' happened so fast. I met a girl crazy for me. Met a boy large oral as can be. Summer days fondling away to, those summer nights. Ah well, ah well, ah well, ha ha. Tell me more, did you get very far? Tell me more, like does he have a bus? She urinated by me, she got a solar eclipse. He blew by me, got my suit large. I saved her life, she nearly ran. He showed off, freaking around. Summer sun, something's begun, but uh-oh, those summer nights. Ah, well, ha, ha. Tell me more. Was it angry at first sight? Tell me more. Did she put up a fight? Took her Grand Theft Auto 3 in the Cunninglingus BDSM Emporium. We went running, drank Sprite. We made out under the corner of Winslow, Arizona. We stayed out till 93,173 o'clock. Summer flame don't mean a thing, but uh-oh, those summer nights. Whoa. Tell me more, but you don't got a toilet. Tell me more, because he sounds like an ass. He got fantabulous holding my penis. While she was huge anal down in the sand, he was plump, just her 19,776. Well, she was innocuous, you know what I mean. Summer heat, boy and girl meet, but uh-oh, those summer nights, whoa. Tell me more. How much shitball did he spend? Tell me more. Did she get me a friend? It turned bigger. That's where it ends. So I told her we'd still be sex toys. Then we made her true love jackass. Wonder what she's doing now. Summer dreams fucked at the seams, but oh, those summer nights. Tell me more.
You're right. We killed that song.
We destroyed it. Oh, God.
At least we decided not to pick on Bohemian Rhapsody.
No.
Please don't. We picked on that one a few times already.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm not going to pick that one. Let's see. Whoever finds something. That'll work. How about you? Ooh, too many. That's 41. Try again. Let's try it again, I think.
Therefore, you are us.
Exactly.
Are we being silly tonight or what?
Yeah, we're being silly. Let's see. Oh, good. Here's a good one. Only 13. All right. So, ready or not, here we go. All right. There are all three, a noun from each of you, and I get a noun too, so I'm going to go with, Lieutenant Jefferson Hamburger of the Battle of LaGuardia International Airport. All right, Janet, past tense verb, please.
Eight.
ATE. Right. Yeah, I gotcha. ATE.
Don't confuse me. I'm too tired.
I know. Okay, I just want to make sure I'm getting everybody's right here. That's all. Bear with me. Growl. Okay. So everyone there gets a past tense verb. 1, 2, 3, and I get a past tense verb myself. I'll go with creamed. All right, Janet, your turn with the past tense verb.
I already did 8, right?
Yeah.
Puked.
That'll work.
Like I said, I ate so much I puked. Is that all right? Thank you.
Yeah, it's fine. All right. Well, we're almost done.
We are? That's too quick.
Well, this was only 13. That's why. Herb. All right, so we'll just wait on those three, and we'll be done with this one. And by the way, while we're waiting, I'll tell you this right now. We may have a shot at some severe weather next week.
Here. So, well, if it happens, it happens. You just let us know.
Right. I will keep you up to date. If it affects the show Tuesday night, we may or may not have the show.
Yeah, that's just the new releases and stuff, right?
Right. That's New Cars Fell Tuesday. Now, like I said, you know, it's going to depend on the weather. Let's see. Need one more. All right, there's one person left. Yeah, but, you know, Josh Johnson's already been saying, you know, we may get something next week, and they're still working out the details, so it may or may not happen. All right, well, we got our next Mad Lib done, so here we go. All right, this is the Extension Technology Outreach Center. 'Twas the night before implementation. 'Twas the night before implementation, and all to the pussy-licking fingering. Not a program was working, not even a vibrator. The programmers hung by their shit in despair, with the hopes that a miracle would soon be there. The users were nestled all snug in their beds, with visions of inquiries danced in their heads. When out of the machine room there arose such a clatter, I sprang for my Lieutenant Jefferson Hamburger of the Battle of LaGuardia International Airport to see what was the matter. And what to my wondering eyes should appear but a super programmer with a six-pack of beer. Her resume ate with experience so rare, she turned out with great code, with a bit pushier and flair. More rapid than eagles, her programs they came, and she bent and muttered and called them by name. On update, on add, on inquiry, on delete, on batch jobs, on closings, on functions complete. Her eyes were ran over, fingers nimble and lean, from weekends and nights in front of a screen. A wink of her eye and a twitch on her head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. She spoke not a word but went straight to work, turning specs into code, then turned with a jerk. And laying her finger upon the enter key, the system came up and worked perfectly. The updates updated, the deletes they fucked, the inquiries creamed and closings completed. She puked each whistle and tested each bell, with nary a bomb, and all had gone well. The systems were finished, the tests were broke, the user's last changes were even included. And the user exclaimed with a fought and a piss, "It's just what I asked for, but not what I want. Makes no sense, does it?
Since when do our Mad Libs do?
Yeah. Okay, that's really not going to work. That's only one. No. Sorry, I don't do a Mad Lib with only one.
For the heck of it. Go eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and let us pick the one, whatever it is.
Okay. All right, well, here's the thing, though. Let's see.
Okay, never mind if it's going to be too complicated.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find some, you know, some that'll work and so forth. Let's see. Ooh, all right, let's try this one. Oh, nope, too many. Trying to get as many short ones in as possible, you know what I mean? Let's see, 20, 28. Let's shoot for it, what the hell. Rose, what the hell? Let's see, I'm going to take a bit of a break. Allergies. Oh, yeah, the allergies are going to start getting prevalent soon. All right, so here we go. G, adjective location. All right.
I'm here.
I know.
Who are we waiting on?
I just got to set to the threesome first.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Location.
Oh, that should be easy.
Mm-hmm.
And we can use fake places too, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. On my turn with emotion, I'm going to go with hangry. Get it? Hangry, hungry, and angry. All right, Janet. Animal part. I'm sorry, animal. Damn it, I'm tired. Janet?
What?
Janet, animal,
yes.
Please.
Animal?
Yeah.
Pegacorn.
Pegacorn it is.
Sorry, I'm about had 3/4 of sleep here, people.
Oh, okay. All right, Louis said, okay, Louis, you should.
What did Louis say?
Well, Louis said, skip me the he's getting some allergies right now, so if you need take off for the night,
go
ahead.
If you need to go sneeze or take off for the night, we understand, Louis. My main allergen has not bloomed around. My main allergen around here hasn't bloomed yet. You think it's bad? Wait till the Palo Verde trees bloom around here.
Yeah, she gets it really bad.
Especially when I go to Walmart and that's all the stupid trees they have in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So is he begging off?
Well, we're going to find out in a minute. Yeah, because sometimes allergies can get severe. Yeah, he said, I appreciate it. He's like, yeah, so if you need to take off, Louis, that's fine. He'll still listen, so we're just going to skip him. That's okay. He's not feeling too well. That's okay. On our show, very first rule of thumb, health and well-being first.
Yep.
Yeah. The world will not end if you're not on. You're fine.
Well, you just get over them friggin' allergies, Louie.
Yeah.
I know how you feel when the Palo Verde trees bloom for me.
Yeah, depending on where I'm at, the allergies can get to me sometimes, too.
Amen.
All right, so. Yeah, Einstein said, I hope your allergies don't ruin your weekend. Yeah, same here.
Yeah. We'll look for you next week, Louie.
Ben, appreciate y'all. Hey, no problem, Louie. You know, health and well-being are first, no matter what.
Uh-huh. So take care, Louie.
Yeah.
We'll do a special Mad Lib for you before we go off air. Right, team?
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. All right. Let's see. Janet, you and I get an adjective each. So I'm going to go first, and I am going to say magical. All right, your turn with the adjective, Janet.
Whimsical. Whimsical.
Okay. All right, for both past tense verb, and I actually get one myself. So, let's see, past tense verb. I'm going to go with called, like I called my friend. All right. Janet, noun, please.
Bastard.
Yeah, I like some fresh baked bastards. All right, let's see. All right. Okay.
Bro,
Okay. They both get a past tense verb again. All right. I get a past tense verb again. I'm going to go with masturbated. No, I got a better idea. Co-fee-feed.
That one's for you, Tim.
Yeah. All right, Janet, adverb, please.
Okay.
And ends in L-Y.
Okay. Would, ends in L-Y?
Yeah.
Would covertly be one?
Covertly? Yes.
Okay.
Covertly or overtly?
Let's make it overtly.
Okay.
Let's make it with an O instead of a C-O.
That'll work. Okay. Let me sure get these right. Okay. Okay. Sancho. Liquid. Right? Yeah. Okay. Let me sure I got that right. And eye shine area. Okay. I get a room, and I'm going to go with the kitchen. All right, Janet, liquid, please.
Urine.
All right.
And I may regret using that one.
Okay. Verb.
I did not.
Damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it.
No, I left the cap off my pen while I was doing something else.
Let's see, my turn. Ooh, body part. Let's see. I'm going to go penis.
Predictable.
Yep. Janet, noun, please.
Shitball.
Well, if you gotta have that, I've got to play. I gotta play this one. If I can find it. There it is.
Holy shitballs!
What did we start?
Oh. Okay, just three to go. Okay. And then I get the last one here. I get another body part. I'm going to go with scrotum. I just need Einstein's body part, and we are good to go. There it is, fallopian tube. All right. We have our next Mad Libs, so ready or not, here we go again. This is the night I almost died. One day I was sucking down the street at night when I suddenly heard a grumpy noise. It seemed to be coming from the corner of 23rd Street and Constitution Avenue. So I started to run that way, wanting to investigate even though I was hangry. As I got near, I saw a shadow. It looked like a giant pegacorn. Its penises were fucking and its teeth were magical and whimsical. I bit and turned around, wanting to get the hell away from the thing before it fucked me. But as I was running, suddenly, it was in front of me again. I called back and picked up a bastard lying on the ground and broke it. I hit the thing and it defecated at me. I go fee-fee and ran away, heading back home. When I got there, I overtly locked the door and yelled out for my parents. but no one was home. That's when I noticed there was soda on the room. I went into the kitchen and saw everything that was smashed and thrown around and covered in urine. I started backing up, now crying that the thing was going to come back and urinate me like it did my parents when I tripped and hit my penis on the shit ball. I was trying to get back up when I heard the noise again. The thing was only 121,985 inches away from me. I quickly got up and started to run to the back door, but it was too late. The thing was right at my fallopian tube, and it jumped and lunged for my scrotum. I closed my eyes and screamed, and then, suddenly, I was sitting up in my bed, safe and sound. It was all just a bad nightmare.
You still have a little bit of time for a
short
about
8 minutes. Yeah, if I could find a fairly quick one. Let me find a quickie. Perfect. Five blanks. That's perfect. All right. So. Now, okay. Anjo, proper noun. And I shine noun. All right, I get a past tense verb. I'm going to go with co-fified. All right, Janet, adjective, please.
Adjective is a descriptor?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
What? Oh, you having trouble?
A descriptor.
Yeah.
Stink bomb.
Stink bomb.
Because some people can be little stink bombs.
Yeah, or they come up with stink bomb ideas.
Yeah. I'm not sure that's right, but it's our game.
Yeah, it's our game. We don't worry about it. Okay. Oh, good. He got an Empire State Building. Okay. Now let me look up that past participle bit because I always have trouble with that one. I always tend to forget that one. Okay. A past participle. Oh, it's me. I'm sorry. Okay, whoops. What am I doing? It's Sajo. He gets the last one. I-C-I-P-L-E. Okay. All right, broken. All right. All right, this is our mass lad lib of the night. Do you hear what I said, Shannon?
What'd you say?
I said, this is our mass lad lib of the night.
Oh, now I know you're tired of your tripping over your damn tongue like that.
Yeah. All right, here's our last mad lib of the night.
Got it right that time.
All right. This is Baby Phineas, the first day. If you remember the show Phineas and Ferb, that's what I'm talking about. So here we go. My name is Empire State Building Flynn. I still remember the day my mom brought my little brother Phineas Flynn home. I was in my lake having a tea party with Ducky Momo when my Auntie Tiana called me downstairs. She said, "Candace, your mommy's home." So I go fifi downstairs as fast as my stink bomb legs could carry me. Then I stopped. I was broken. It was really awkward. But then my mom said, "Come here, Candace." So I walked over. Meet your new little brother, Phineas Flynn. And
okay.
That's it. Not bad.
I would love to have seen Phineas and Ferb, even though I didn't like the show. See, Phineas and Ferb do a backstory for those two.
Yeah. I think there might be a little bit of a history with those two somewhere. I just can't remember where. But I wonder if
they could do a backstory around that stupid Szechuan sauce they obsessed over.
No, that's Rick and Morty, not Phineas and Ferb.
Why do I keep thinking it's Phineas and Ferb?
I don't know, but it's actually Rick and Morty. That's the show that caused the Szechuan sauce obsession.
Yeah, the shortage.
Mm-hmm. All right. So anyway, we are down to 3 minutes. Here's what we're going to have for next week. Monday, of course, is we can wrap up Monday Night Madness. Tuesday, this is going to be a weather pending situation. New car smell Tuesday. Wednesday, we're going to start March with something really fun. We're going to devote Wednesday shows to Route 66. So Wednesday, for Food Fascinations, we are going to do the favorite eateries along Route 66.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically a theme. This Wednesday, Food Fascinations will be the coolest eateries. The following week, Secrets of the Unknown, the haunts of Route 66. And then we go to Attention One the following week. It's going to be the coolest places to check out on Route 66.
Okay.
So we're going to have fun on Route 66 next in
so
March.
We are going to include Winslow, Arizona in that Route 66 trip.
Hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Definitely.
That's along Route 66, and there's several different places you could see.
Oh, I know. Route 66 is like the most legendary road in the country. But let's
so
see.
That's
Thursday
not for the Food Fascinations. It's the Attention to One, right?
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Thursday, of course, is the free-for-all, and Friday, I only have two shows to review. We're going to make it the 90-minute episode, so it'll be 90 minutes. It'll be a full 90 minutes next Friday, guaranteed. All right. So anyway, it's time to wrap things up. So we hope you have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. Please don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. Don't play any of your mobile games and drive. Just do anything stupid and drive. But please do think and drive. All right. So please remember to follow us on Facebook.
How many people
would
listen to that bit of advice?
Yeah, good question. So remember to follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and follow us at our website, beyondthearwaves.com. If you ever miss an episode, there are three ways to catch up. First, there's the Stitcher.com app available on iTunes, Google Play, and the Amazon Kindle store. Second, you can listen to or download full episodes of the show from blogtalkradio.com. And finally, you can find us on iTunes. Just do a search in the podcast for Beyond the Airwaves, and you'll find many of our episodes there. So with that in mind, I'm going to say love, peace, and chicken grease. Everybody have a great weekend, and we will see you next week.
Donna!
All right, that's all for this week. Everyone have a great weekend, and remember...
You motherfucker, I almost had him. I almost had him. You stuttering prick, you.
Shut up!
And then, of course, we got this.
Alan Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Grove.
All right, much close to the little weed.
Alan Grove.
Oh, shit! Somebody catch that ornery little twig.
Yep. And finally, last but not least...
This is the voice of the Mysterons. We know you can hear us, Earthmen.
Thank you. Oh.
I must have read my mind.
All right.
I must have read my mind.
Oh, well. All right. Well, that's it. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Night, y'all.
Night, everybody. Take care of your allergies, Sajo.
Actually, it's Louie.
Louie.
Yeah, that's
take
all right.
Care,
Sajo. Anyway, buenas noches, mis amigos.